You're listening to
Kaput
Radio.
Completely Kaput.
Authorised by New South Wales Government, Sydney.
We are Borg. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
It's called spying, Charlie, and I am noticing things every minute. I spy with my little eye something beginning with...
This is QNB-T16. It's the top-shelf martini of sodium pentothal derivatives. It's a brand new and extremely potent truth drug.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with...
There's no way I'm going to reveal classified secrets to a girl who's hell-bent on taking us down.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Yes, a few. High-risk targets, but they were terrible people. We were trying to murder nice people. I didn't feel good afterwards.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with...
Wiretaps without warrants.
Surveillance of everyone. Who's in charge? And who's watching the watchers?
It's a global security state. It's not a national security state.
So I've got to go.
You can't go swimming now. We're spying. And it's all extremely interesting.
And reveal the ultimate secret of secrets. In a democracy forced to choose between rights and security.
I welcome this debate. I think it's a sign of maturity.
But who's going to be spying with me?
My name's Ed Snowden. I'm 29 years old. I work for Booz Allen Hamilton as an infrastructure analyst for NSA in Hawaii.
Hello, Sir Manson. Let's do some very important spying. I spy with my little eye something out of the window.
I spy with my little eye something out of the window too. But what does it mean?
Until eventually you realize that these things need to be determined by the public, not by somebody who was simply hired by the government.
We have to find out more.
How is it you didn't know about the cell phones being looked at or listened to, and why you didn't know, and who should have told you?
What I have said is that the national security operations generally have one purpose, and I'm the final user of all the intelligence that they gather, and capacities continue to develop and expand, and that's why I'm initiating now a review to make sure that I'm the final user of all the intelligence that they gather.
How is it you didn't know about the cell phones being looked at or listened to, and why you didn't know, and who should have told you?
I'm the final user of all the intelligence that they gather.
Shouldn't be held hostage by the abominable behaviour of Edward Snowden and, frankly, the pretty irresponsible behaviour by a British left-wing newspaper, The Guardian.
People keep secrets for a reason.
What is your name?
Morgan Sullivan.
Where were you born?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you a spy?
No.
Are you an undercover operative for Sunway Systems?
No.
Were you paid by Sunway Systems to steal data from DigiCore Technologies?
No.
Have you ever worked in any capacity at Sunway Systems?
No.
This is a technology firm, Mr. Sullivan. If we choose to employ you as an agent of DigiCore, you will spy on other corporations, inform us of their business plans, research programs, and counterintelligence operations. Thus far, your determination has been very impressive.
Well, if there is anything more I can tell you about myself, anything that has not already been checked by DigiCore.
Your personal records are fine. You've passed on Eurograph 5 times.
I take the test again if you'd like me to.
You've been married 4 years. You live in a respectable neighborhood. You've always had stable jobs. You have an excellent credit history. No drug habits, no drinking problems. You don't smoke?
No.
No other vices to speak of. Is there anything else we should know about you?
Well, it might have taken me quite a while to get to this point, Mr. Finster, but now that I'm here, I'm going to make the most of it.
Huawei's world headquarters is located on this sprawling Google-esque campus in Shenzhen, not far from Hong Kong. What we do know is that Huawei is now the world leader in designing and building fourth-generation communication networks, known as 4G.
Do we trust the Chinese?
In the telecommunications world, once you get the camel's nose in the tent, you can go anywhere.
industrial espionage. And
I get irritated every time I see reference to Snowden as a whistleblower. I thought whistleblowers revealed things that were illegal. As far as I'm concerned, Snowden is probably nothing more than a garden variety criminal.
British prosecutors say the former News of the World editors Rebecca Brooks and Andy Coulson must have known phone hacking was going on at their paper. Prosecutors say three of the defendants, Greg Miskiw, James Weatherup and Neville Thorbeck, have already pleaded guilty to phone hacking.
I would say in the circumstances where The Guardian chose to publish this material which had been stolen by Edward Snowden, a shocking situation.
Metadata is different than content. So if we're talking about phones, for instance, the content would be the spoken words of a conversation, which the NSA can intercept, but it needs a warrant to do that if it wants to intercept an American's conversation. But the location data of the phone, the records of who it's calling, how long a call lasts, this is called metadata. And a Supreme Court in the United States ruled some time ago that that data, because it's not content, and in theory is not revealing what people are saying to each other, is not protected by the Fourth Amendment.
It's been revealed that Australian authorities have also been monitoring the phones of Australian politicians.
The answer says there have been occasions where members of Parliament have been subject to authorisation orders, therefore it's not zero.
Senator, can I, and I've just been given a little bit of information which may assist you, I can tell you it's less than five.
The principal instrument of American foreign policy in that struggle is the Central Intelligence Agency. Make no mistake about it. Western civilization is under attack. It is a war of attrition, and a very thin line of patriots mans the ramparts.
I do not intend to discuss intelligence matters in the media.
We need what she knows.
Everyone does it.
So first of all, Madam Speaker, all governments gather information, and all governments know that every other government gathers information.
The leaks from Snowden have been very damaging. They put our operations at risk.
I don't think secret means sinister.
The Australian government uses all the resources at its disposal, including information, to help our friends and our allies, not to harm them.
Be a good agent, Jack, and you can think fast.
Indonesia is recalling its ambassador after it was revealed Australian intelligence spied on the country's president.
All this is occurring en masse. And it means that rather than protecting us from some undefined threat, the greater danger is that the public is living behind a one-way mirror in which we are becoming increasingly transparent to our rulers, but our rulers are becoming increasingly opaque to us.
This logging dream I'm having?
But no. The bat is falling through the floor.
Our program uses existing wireless technology.
Which we modified, transforming it into a completely new program.
What do you call it?
Spartacus.
Why is that?
I was named after the revolt.
Of the slaves.
Wireless webcast. We have that.
Spartacus turns any specified broadcast terminal into its slave. We control the program. Watch. Take a look. Pick a screen. Hello, Bill Rudolph.
This is wonderful.
Thank you.
Can you put our logo on the Sony booth?
Sure. The right price. We'll talk, yeah?
Yeah.
As long as I've been in the intelligence business, 50 years, leadership intentions, in whatever form that's expressed, is kind of a basic tenet of what we are to collect and analyze.
This is not information that we collected on European citizens. It represents information that we and our NATO allies have collected in defense of our countries and in support of military operations.
I'm just an average Joe, ain't committing no crime. I work from 9 to 5, and I look at porn online. I cut out to my dismay, my digital life's on display. I'm getting spied on night and day by the NSA.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'm just going to race through some
history of cryptography from the very, very beginning right up to the Second World War. So I suppose the first sort of cipher that we learned when we were at school was this simple idea of substituting one letter for a different letter.
So in this case, A swap for Q, B for W, and so on. And this is called a simple substitution cipher, so that's the algorithm. And the key Abbots, is where we make the Abbots, and we can
Australia's liberal family. From the lodge in Canberra, they're now in charge of our country.
To celebrate the biggest crisis to hit Australian-Indonesian relations in 20 years, KTEL Records is proud to present the Abbott government's 20 original spying hits. These counter-surveillance chart toppers will have you spying like it's 1999.
It's our country and we'll spy if we want to, spy if we want to, spy if we want to. You would spy too with Indonesia next to you.
Nothing's out of bounds with this government. They'll spy on anything.
Hello, we're tapping your phone. We're hacking your emails daily. Cecilo, we're listening in. Cause we put bugs all through your home.
Through your home. Here, Tony Abbott's smug response at deceiving the Indonesian president.
When I saw you last week at our East Asian meet, and you stopped and said, hello. 'Cause you had no idea that for most of this year, I've been spying on you, spying on you,
and be moved with the drama of espionage.
Our satellite at great height passes over Jakarta. We listened into their leader and sat there enthralled. He was Indonesian. As we deceived him, we watched and recorded it all. Spy, spy, spy on Bam Bam.
Jakarta was hostile to me.
So we spied and we cried for democracy.
The Abbott government's 20 original spying hits out now.
Abbott's, it's the Abbott's. Australia's liberal family. Liberal family. Liberal family.
В том числе для меня, как для профессионального историка и для...
They are espionage's master eavesdroppers. They command computers which can break virtually any code. Their specialized spycraft has shaped the course of history. In the future, there'll be America's defense against a predicted electronic Pearl Harbor. They are America's code makers and code breakers. Today, they conduct their secret war at the NSA, the National Security Agency. It's encased in copper meshing to shield its clandestine work from electronic eavesdroppers. The NSA's employees are the masters in a specialized branch of spying. Communications intelligence. 24 hours a day, the NSA is listening. It drinks in an ocean of foreign communications from a worldwide network of eavesdropping stations. Phone calls and faxes of foreign drug barons, radio signals between international terrorists, electronic fingerprints of tanks and missiles at military flashpoints.
This weekend, portions of a highly classified Pentagon document came to light for all the world to see, brought cries of outrage from Washington.
Let's do some very important spying. I spy with my little eye something out of the window.
I spy with my little eye something out of the window too. What does it mean?
Basically, the best source of intelligence that you have is signals intelligence.
It's far better than spies. With a spy, you never know whether he's not sending information to set you up someday for some kind of a deception. With signals intelligence, you're getting the absolute information from the horse's mouth. You're sticking your head into the other guy's huddle. You're hearing his exact words, what he's saying, what he's thinking.
There's so much to look at. I feel like my darn eyes are gonna pop right out of my head.
I have an idea. Let's play I Spy with My Little Eye as we walk. I'll go first. I spy an 8-foot candy cane. I spy a snow pony. I spy some pony eating a gingerbread house. And it's me!
The NSA was running Operation Shamrock, listening in on every electronic communication into and out of the United States without warrants, and had been doing so for 30 years.
Many Americans who were not even suspected of crime were not only spied upon, but they were harassed, they were discredited, and at times endangered.
Everyone was shocked, deeply shocked. Echelon.
I vow to do everything in my power to prevent another attack on our nation.
Everything that NSA does is lawful and very carefully done.
The Bush administration decided unilaterally it could engage in whatever electronic surveillance it wanted to.
People were shocked, deeply shocked.
So help me God.
So help me God.
This administration also puts forward a false choice between the liberties we cherish and the security we provide.
You are the Attorney General. Is there any doubt in your mind that the warrantless wiretapping program was illegal?
The concerns that I expressed then have really been remedied.
But with Snowden, we were all shocked.
Legal action should be taken against him.
I spy with my little eye. It's a mystery, it's a mystery. Can you help me find the key? I can use my magnifying glass to search for a clue that's from the past.
We here at the NSA have heard a lot of concerns and complaints about our PRISM program. U.S. citizens have called it unforgivable, unconstitutional, illegal, overreaching, power-hungry, etc. Well, here at the NSA, we feel bad that you feel bad. So I'm pleased to announce that today, we are beginning the NSA Gives Back program, where we will be using the massive data archives we have from Google, Facebook, Microsoft, Skype, Yahoo, and PalTalk to cater tailor-made gifts specifically for each of you American citizens. We've already started this program with a couple lucky U.S. citizens.
Hello?
Ma'am, on March 12, 2009... you had posted a Facebook status saying that you wish your boss was dead. I'm here to inform you that the deed is now done. Thank you. And if you ever want something, all you gotta do is pick up the phone. Don't dial. We're always listening.
They say there are 7,000 spies in Berlin, all ready to put down cold cash for secrets.
In the secret world of counterintelligence, one fear looms larger than all others. Betrayal from within. By a traitor you believe is a friend.
How dare you? How could you do that to us? We are all in this fight together.
The name of FBI agent Robert Hansen, traitor and spy, has come to symbolize betrayal on a scale unmatched before or since.
In chapter 17 of his book Magica Naturalis, Porter explains how to write a secret message on the inside of an egg.
Their real weapon was the merciless questioning that went on and on, hour after hour, tripping him up, laying traps for him, twisting everything that he said, convicting him at every step of lies and self-contradiction. Most of the time they screamed abuse at him and threatened at every hesitation to deliver him over to the guards again. But sometimes they would suddenly change their tune, call him comrade, appeal to him in the name of Ingsoc and Big Brother. He became simply a mouth that uttered, a hand that signed whatever was demanded of him. His sole concern was to find out what they wanted him to confess and then confess it quickly before the bullying started anew. He confessed that he had been a spy in the pay of the East Asian government as far back as 1968.
getting the intelligence home can be as dangerous and difficult a task as any the secret agent must perform. Counterintelligence agencies try to intercept communications. The answer for the secret agents is steganography.
Steganography is the art or science of secret writing. It was often associated with mysticism and the occult in the medieval and Renaissance period. The point was to send secret messages between diplomats based on secret, personal, private texts that the rest of the world couldn't read.
A mysterious and little-known historical figure is thought of by many as the father of steganography. His work is still the basis for many top-secret communications today. His name was Giovanni Porta.
What the hell do you think spies are? Moral philosophers measuring everything they do against the word of God or Karl Marx? They're not. They're just a bunch of seedy, squalid bastards like me. Little men, drunkards, queers, henpecked husbands, civil servants playing cowboys and Indians to brighten their rotten little lives. You think they sit like monks in a cell balancing right against wrong? Yesterday I would have killed Mutt because I thought him evil and an enemy, but not today. Today he's evil and my friend. London needs him. They need him so that the great moronic masses you admire so much can sleep soundly in their flea-bitten beds again. They need him for the safety of ordinary, crummy people like you and me.
Covert assassination attempts have been made throughout history. Secret agents were ordered to eliminate an enemy target and leave no trace behind. One of the most complex weapons ever designed to do this was the time bomb. It's been used throughout modern history to assassinate men too well protected to be killed by conventional means. In 1955, Chinese and CIA secret agents placed a time bomb on a light airplane in an attempt to assassinate the Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai. At 09:25 Greenwich Mean Time, the bomb exploded, sending the burning aircraft plummeting into the sea. The agents who planned the attack might have been surprised to discover they were following in the footsteps of secret agents around 400 years before. They operated in the shadows, following top secret orders to preserve the might of their rulers. The mysteries of antiquity's secret agents stretch back thousands of years. But now the case files on history's real James Bonds are being reopened. The ninja assassins that blew their enemies away. The secret agent who wore the world's first life jacket to save Rome from burning. The Italian genius who wrote secret messages inside eggs. And the elite spy communication systems that supported history's greatest empires. The surprising results will provide a profound insight into the world of the ancient secret agent, one that's still true of the men and women who serve in the intelligence community today.
Well, you can't have a complete and comprehensive understanding of international politics without an understanding of this other dimension, the shadowy secret world, the real world experiences of espionage, and the often unbelievable characters who find themselves caught up in espionage is far stranger than the world of fictionalized spying. What's especially fascinating here are questions of human motivation, questions of the human personality under conditions of extreme stress and extreme risk. And it's that close attention to the historical record, as well as how societies have mythologized the spy, that really repays close study.
Like her technique.
What technique?
You know, like Mata Hari. She used her incredible body to either get the secrets from the enemy, or...
Or what?
Or she'd kill you.
In a quiet corner of a European city, a Soviet agent has met a contact who is not assisting him because of communist conviction, but because he has been bribed. Money is often the lubricant on which the Soviet spy machine rolls.
My name's Ed Snowden. I'm 29 years old. I work for Booz Allen Hamilton as an infrastructure analyst for NSA in Hawaii.
I want you to stay out in the cold. A little longer.
And so began another orientation. This time, believe me, I listened. I was all eyes and ears. At the UN, it was revealed for all to see. The wireless microphone device hidden by the Russians inside the Great Seal in the American ambassador's study in the Moscow embassy.
Can we
Getting you, your wife, and your child out of East Germany is very complicated. A lot of people will be asked to jeopardize their lives for you. A lot of money will be spent to set you and your family up in the United States. And what I'm getting tonight, buddy, just doesn't warrant that expense.
But what they gave you...
Yeah, I could get it for a lot less Sturm und Drang, buddy.
What if I'm able to reveal the identity of a Soviet agent in Britain's intelligence service, the MI6?
You got a name?
No. I know precise date he was debriefed in Stockholm last summer, and the date of the brief in Zurich the previous winter.
No, I'm gonna need more than that.
With that information, even a child could identify him.
Wait.
I give you the recording of the Soviet MOS last debrief. I give you the man's voice.
On my phone, they track my calls. On the net, they watch my blogs. Data mining all my tracks. They even know what porn sites I use to jack.
NSA.
You don't say.
NSA.
I wish I'd go away. Watching what I search and where I click, click, click. I love Uncle Sam, but I hate those fools. They caught me listening to Alex Jones. Now I know they won't leave me alone. Just give me a break from your prying eyes and remember my privacy rights.
NSA.
You don't say.
NSA.
I wish I'd go away. Watching what I search and where I click, click, click.
Greetings, NSA. Thanks to the actions of Edward Snowden, the world is now aware of your absurdly intrusive and elaborate monitoring agenda. Every Verizon user, every Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus and Twitter account, every Yahoo, Bing and Google search result, every Microsoft Windows, Google Chrome and Apple Mac operating system, every Safari, Chrome and Internet Explorer web browser, every PayPal and Google Wallet transaction, every Gmail, Outlook and Yahoo email, all are victims to your illegitimate counter-terrorism measures. Spying on over 120 million people, including innocent citizens of your own nations.
Well, the civilian sector was affected. Internet, air traffic, power plants, that sort of thing. But a few minutes ago, we got word that guidance computers at Vandenberg crashed.
We thought it was a communications error, but now it looks like the virus.
Early warning in Alaska's down.
What?
Signals from half our satellites are scrambled beyond recognition.
What about the missile silos, the sub?
We've lost contact.
Dear God, you're saying this country is completely open to attack.
Theoretically, we could be under attack already.
Who's doing this? Foreign power or some computer hacker in his garage?
We can't trace the virus. We can't pin it down.
It's like we've ever seen before. It keeps growing and changing, like it has a mind of its own.
Sir, Pentagon's on the secure line. It's the chairman.
Right. I know what you're looking for, sir, but Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your military.
But you'll be in control of Skynet. Right?
That is correct, sir.
Then do it. And Rooster, this thing works. You get all the funding you ever need.
Yes, sir.
Skynet defense system.
We're in.
Now activated.
We're past the firewalls, local defense nets, Minutemen, and subs. Skynet fully operational, processing at 60 teraflops per second.
System, defense system now activated.
Oh, Mr. Snowden. Got a secret for me. I need to know what the weather will be. 'Cause my tomatoes, they really must know. Oh, Mr. Snowden, will you tell me? Will you tell me right now?
Plausible deniability.
But they were terrible people. We're trying to murder nice people.
Financial compliance is required.
Resistance is futile.
Metadata is not protected, is not protected, is not protected, is not protected, is not protected. Metadata.
All metadata can be viewed at radioforall.net. This was Kaput Radio, another random, irregular, one-off production for NIMFM.org.